This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stachope. The 100 Men in Black Male Chorus doesn't exactly live up to its name yet. They haven't quite topped the 100-man mark, but they're getting there, and they're making up for their numbers with their powerful singing voices. They've been performing for about 11 years now, and they have decided it's time to cut an album. They're working on it right now. They've already released a single. And the 100 Men in Black Male Chorus is going to be performing at Wake Chapel Church in Raleigh on Saturday, October 12th, but they're here right now, or at least some of them. First, in the studio, founder Marlon West, along with Don Hodges, Judge Jim Hill, Stephen Dickerson, Sam Morrissey, Brandon Guy, and Ray Watkins on the keyboard. Welcome to all of you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Welcome. Marlon, we had you on just a few months ago, and you're here by popular demand. People really wanted you back, and we said when you come out with your next record, that would be the time, and you've done it now, or at least part of it. How's that going, the recording process, making a record?
The recording process, it has been exciting, and it continues to evolve. But we've actually recorded our first single, as you mentioned, "Don't Let Me Go." It's been exciting to do that for a CD track.
So we should probably get the recitation. I know you talked about it before, but tell us how this group came together.
Okay, sure. Well, again, the group came together with humble beginnings. I was a minister of music at one of the local churches here in Durham. And really, it just started because I wanted to recruit more males into our male chorus. That's a simple gesture. Had heard of the name 100 Men in Black, and I was thinking, God, how awesome it would be to have 100 men singing together. But then after pulling that together and pulling men from the community and different churches, and we tried that the first year. They liked it. We did it again, invited a guest. Recording artist Luther Barnes actually came to our second year anniversary. And from that point, the guys were like, we want to do this every, we like this camaraderie. So it was the singing, it was the camaraderie and the friendships that were developed. And it just really caught on. And I began to, I guess, catch the vision for it to see that it was much bigger than simply the church choir. It was a community thing. I felt that it met a need within the community.
Well, we have that single that you had, and I want to hear the full orchestrated version. You're going to be singing live on the show in a couple of minutes, but I want to give folks a sense of what the album is going to sound like. So we will play that single right now. Don't Let Me Go, Don't Let Me Go by the 100 Men in Black Male Chorus.
Just because I
Just one request that I have of thee, that I have of thee, Lord, will you please do this for me?
There it is, the 100 Men in Black Male Chorus, Don't Let Me Go, and they're going to be playing at the Wake Chapel Church in Raleigh, Saturday, October 12th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Doors are always open here at the State of Things. What a great song. That's their single from their forthcoming album. Beautiful song. You know, the last time we talked with you about this, you were here because you were going to do a program that's centered on spirituals. But you mentioned that you do a lot of different kinds of music. Talk about all the music you do.
Yeah, Frank, we do a little bit of everything, or we try to. Anything from patriotic and choral music to gospel to a cappella to your contemporary classical and praise and worship. And so today we hope to give you a sample of some of those different styles of music that we do.
Let's get one right now. Would you do one live for us?
Be happy to. This is Total Praise by Richard Smallwood.
To the hill.
Untold Praise, performed by some of the members of the 100 Men in Black Male Chorus. You can see them live at the Wake Chapel Church in Raleigh on Saturday, October 12th. They are here now. What a beautiful song. And what a beautiful rendition of that song. How different is it now to get into a studio and record? And how is that different, or is it, from doing live performances?
It is very different. I think any of the members will tell you how different it is, because the studio requires precision. When you're singing live, you have more freedom of expression. But when you're in the studio, it's got to be precise. And because that's what you want the public to hear.
Oh, Marlon, we got software that'll fix that now.
Oh, yes, they do. I think every musician probably needs it, too.
So how many members are you up to now?
We're about 85 strong now.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the selection for the album? What kind of a mix do you have on there? Are you planning in terms of the kinds of music? How much spiritual? How much popular? How much?
Based upon the style of music that the group does, when we do the complete album beyond this single, we would like to focus on giving people a sample of everything, because that's who we are.
Does it change things fundamentally? I mean, I've always wondered this about pop musicians, you know, who mostly sing about broken hearts. And I think, can every member of that band be so unlucky in love that it holds like 9 albums, all they talk about? But when you think, wow, these guys are real losers. Good thing they got a job. But spiritual is the same thing. I mean, how devoted does one have to be to really sing this with the power that I hear in my ear when you sing?
I think it has to be a part of your testimony. I think it has to be a part of who you are. It's coming from your soul and your spirit. And I always tell members, you have to put you aside and you have to sing from your heart and from your personal experiences. And that's what people hear and feel, I think, when they hear gospel music. And you always want to leave people with a message of hope. I think that's the difference when you mentioned the pop music a minute ago. You know, the love songs, and, you know, sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, depressed, et cetera. But we always, with gospel music, want to leave people feeling like there is hope. And that's what we try to convey in our music.
When you think about singing from the heart puts you aside, I mean, if you think about the number of people you have to get in the room to be in that place together, mm-hmm. That can be difficult. They've all had their own experiences in the parking lot on the way in.
That's right.
And not to mention what preceded it. To what extent does the music, does bringing these men together and hearing the music bring you to that place?
One of the things we do, Frank, I think, to help to get people in that place is we always we start rehearsals with prayer and a little bit of a devotion. And I think that helps to see, because you're right. I mean, when we come to rehearsal, we've had long days and we've been all over the place. But you have to kind of find a way to center and focus and put people's hearts and minds to the fact that, you know, this is all about God and giving him glory, worship, and praise. And so once we have a little devotional and you put some scripture in there, it takes people where they need to go, the singers, et cetera.
It's great stuff. Thank you very much. I want to leave you time to sing us out. But first, I want to thank you all very much. The 100 Men in Black Chorus, they are founder Marlon West, Don Hodges, Judge Jim Hill, Stephen Dickerson, Samuel T. Morrissey, Brandon Guy, and Ray Watkins on the keyboard. Thank you all very much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for listening to The State of Things. 100 Men in Black Male Chorus performs at Wake Chapel Church in Raleigh, Saturday, October 12th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. You can go to our website, stateofthings.org, to find out more about them. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the 100 Men in Black Male Chorus.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, all that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know he leads me safe into that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, keeps on blowing in my life, my life.